Okay, so I'm in very, very high company here. I found some time at Wivenhoe Youth Hub with Sanchia, who Sanchia is the youth leader here.
Yes.
So what does that role involve, please? Basically,
I sort of run the evening as such. Obviously, couldn't do it without our volunteers. We have about 14 volunteers that religiously help us out on a Tuesday and a Thursday. And tonight, as you know, is sort of primarily for year six to year sevens. But we've got our taster evening this evening, so obviously lots of year fives come down to see what it's all about.
An awful lot, yeah. I was very impressed when I walked in. It's just gone above your expectations. You've got 50, 60 or so young folk in.
Yeah, we've just counted them. We've got 68 from Millfield School, Broom Grove, Elmstead School. And we've also got one from St Joseph in Ipswich, so that's really nice. And obviously our usual guys that come down, which are obviously from schools around as well, and they obviously are from the Colne too. So with our
year sevens. That's what I find really good, Sanchia, is that we've had been like two main schools in the town here itself, and also Elmstead and Alsford. There's not a lot of things for young folk to do, and I imagine also, say, if you're up at Broom Grove, you might not actually mix with some of the kids down at Millfield. So really here, the hub is quite, as the name suggests, quite a central place for all people in the town to come together and really be friends and see what's going on.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, a lot of the kids, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons they chose the name The Hub, because they had a sort of list of six of them and they voted on it with the youth council that we've got as well. And they just sort of basically chose the hub because being the hub of the community, so it's really nice. And we do at the beginning of the year, we'll find in sort of September time that some of the kids will be a bit, we beat you at rugby, we beat you at football. But you'll find as the year goes on, we kind of try and stop all that rivalry stuff. And you'll find that a lot of them do become really good friends with other kids from different schools, which is fantastic.
So the next steps, is there any break for the summer? Do you take 6 weeks or so off?
Yeah, we break up. This is our last sort of Tuesday evening. We've got Thursday, obviously, as well. And then we are back on the 8th of September for the Thursday group, our year eights, and then we're back on the Tuesday the 13th for our year six and sevens. But we're hoping to do an activity at some point up at Henrietta Close in the holiday, maybe a barbecue, sports evening, that kind of thing. So watch this space and look out for it.
It's a simple really for any young folks who want to come along. So for Tuesday evening, just really turn up. So
yep.
Tuesday's looking for year,
turn up,
year
register.
Six, year seven,
yeah, absolutely. Year six and sevens, come along, register, just, you know, fill in your details. We've got emergency contact details. It's the first week, that, like tonight, is free. And then, obviously, they just pay £1 every week. We've got a tuck shop. Obviously, as you know, loads of activities going on. So they all sound like they're having a good time.
Oh, well, I think you can hear in the background, certainly. And that's from what time on Tuesdays? It starts
It's 6:30 till 8:30.
So it's almost disappearing time now. And Thursday evenings is for the more elder young adults in the village. So that's for year 8 and upwards.
Yeah, year 8 to age 17. And that's from 7:15 till 9:15.
And again, just turn up.
Yeah, just turn up. Come in. Obviously, like I say, fill in your registration form so we know who you are. Pay your £1 and come and have fun.
We'll also hopefully try and get some adults volunteering. One thing though I must ask, Sanchia, so if you're going to volunteer, is a requirement that you have your face painted wonderfully like yours is this evening?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I mean, just be up for a bit of fun. We don't take it too seriously. At the end of the day, it's just like being a parent or doing whatever it takes. We just basically make sure that all the kids are safe. You can do as much or as little as you can. Even if you can only help out once a month, that's fantastic. But yeah, anybody that would like to come and help or even just do a one-off activity, come along and see us, that'd be great.
And it's a fine job that you're doing here, Sanchia, so thank you for your time, that's really, really good. And
thank
I know
you.
It's getting a bit more busy again because it's almost disappearing time.
Yeah, they're all going off
and
home.
So hopefully long live the hub come September time and you can continue to really support young folk in the town.
Brilliant, thanks very much.
Can we please say it again, please, madam? Put the shout out, who are we trying to find?
Oliver Clark and Rory Wade.
With the loud hailer. You could...
Oliver Clark and Rory Wade.
And you can't escape that easily. I've been trying to track you down all evening. So, madam, your name?
Crystal.
Crystal. Now, what I think is really good here, so far this evening, I've been speaking with a lot of the adults and a lot of the young folk, and they're all very, very supportive. And you really, I think, sort of breach both those groups. Obviously, you're a young lady yourself.
Yes.
But
if you get your parents to come round the
You're
front.
Also very, very busy.
Sorry.
But you're volunteering here at the Hub on Tuesday evenings.
Yes.
But you were actually attending here as a young person.
Yes.
Going back probably a few years, I imagine.
that many.
But you must have enjoyed it so much that you had the enthusiasm to come back and take part volunteer-wise.
Yes, definitely. There was nothing left because when I used to come down, it closed down when I turned 16. So I thought, if there's nothing in Wivenhoe, so we had to do something about it.
And when you were here, when you were like much younger, was it pretty much the same kind of activities, or is it different in any kind of way from what we can see now?
It's completely different. There's more sports down here. We just used to have Sky Telly, and that's about it really, down in a pool table and snooker tables. But
and that's down really, I suppose, for all the enthusiasm from people like yourself who, you know, really want to just get things going and help out young people. So what kind of things do you do normally on a Tuesday? What's your average Tuesday down here? Well, now it's like now Halo time and calling people. But is there anything that you do in particular, or is it all very, very random?
Random. Totally random.
And for you personally, I can see that you really enjoy it, Crystal. Why do you like coming here? No? What do you enjoy out of it?
It's just somewhere for the children to go, and yeah, something for them to do instead of being out on the streets, sitting outside co-op, really.
Yeah, definitely. I should leave you to it because I know you're kind of rounding up the troops and you're loud Halo and calling people in. But I think, yeah, we're coming towards the end of a very, very successful evening. So thank you for your time, Crystal.
Thank you very much.
Aha, I'm going to come around here. This all sounds good, this all sounds very good. So, we have to speak and think in rather loud voices. I'll come around, I guess, to what should be, I don't know, unofficially called the cool DJ hangout here at the Hub. And I've got a young man here, your name is please?
My name's Lewis.
And Lewis, so you're helping out here with lots of DJ skills. How did you get involved with the Hub this evening?
I know Michael Padmore, who does Colchester Sick Form. I work for Storm Radio there. I'm the head of music for Storm Radio and then Sick Form. So he asked me to come down and I said, yeah, of course I would. So
you have your skills. I'm a DJ. So yeah. What's the kind of basic setup that you've got here? What kind of equipment have you been using?
I've got a laptop with Virtual DJ, which is a free downloadable program. But then you can pay for the added extras, which is sort of extra mixing stuff. Then I've got a Numark controller, which just controls the music that's on the laptop itself. And then that's coming, there's a sound card in the controller, which then goes to speakers. So it's just a straight system.
Yeah, I've been walking around all evening, and I've been trying to catch some time here with you. I can just see it's been incredibly popular. You've been very, very busy.
Oh, yeah.
So you've been like passing on to all the year five, year six.
How do you turn it down?
Good question. So you've been like passing on all of your DJ skills. Have they been fast learners?
Yeah, everyone's been sort of crowding around, so it's all been sort of pretty good.
I've got my two friends here, so Madden, your name again, please?
Oh, it's fine.
Your name?
Mabel.
So you've been learning a few DJ skills?
Oh, no, I mean, my name's Emily. I thought you said how I'm feeling.
Well, that sounds okay. So I've been watching your DJ skills. So what kind of things have you been learning so far?
Well, if you put the bass, if you press this bass button, it takes the bass out. And then if you press the mid button, it takes the back out. And then when it says the treble, it takes all, like, if you press all of them, it takes all the music out.
But you don't want that.
What kind of music do you listen to at home, or what kind of things do you like?
I sort of like all of it. I don't really.
Yeah, I think doing this now is a lot different to maybe just being at home or perhaps listening to an iPod. You're actually creating music and putting things together. Yeah, it sounds lively. I'm going to wander around the front and say thank you to Lewis for a quick chat up. And I'm going to record some of your sounds, some of the music you're making, you two. Ready? Let's give it a go. Okay, so you can maybe still hear in the background the music we've just been recording with some of our DJs here at the Hub. And the evening here on a Tuesday night at Wivenhoe Youth Hub, Philip Road Centre, is just coming towards a close. And I think it's round about now, the most important man in the building is the guy I'm speaking with. He is the guy with the keys. So, young man, your name?
Nigel.
And Nigel, you're the caretaker here at Philip Road?
Yeah.
So you're here pretty much, what, 5, 6, 7 days a week normally?
Yeah. Sort of, I'm here during the day with the kids. They use it as the building as a school. And in the evening, we have youth club, cinema, or dancing. So I'm here sort of 6, 7 days a week.
And being very diplomatic, what are your highlights in your working week? Is it Tuesdays and Thursdays when the Hub comes?
Yeah, well, the whole week's a highlight. But yeah, I enjoy it when I can come down here and help out with the youth club and sort of meeting all the guys and
So is there anything specific or anything in particular you have to do for Tuesdays and Thursdays? Your sort of preparation, is there anything that you need that needs to be set up and have things being put in place?
I'll try and help get all the like the PlayStations and Nintendos and everything sort of set up for when all the guys come in. Because I don't help out every week, I just help out every now and again.
And they always leave it in a nice, tidy fashion?
Ish, yeah.
Nothing
too major.
Keeps you busy. I'm sure it's probably easier than having to, I don't know, take down and put up all that moving image, blackout screens and stuff. You're giving me a very diplomatic nodding of the head. Uncommitted, I like your style. Right, I can see you're probably busy, Nigel, with your keys, but that's good to catch up, thank you.